Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Yo, this is Ginny.
And sup, this is Natalie.
Can you hear me rapping?
I can hear you.
That's me making a scissors noise because I'm rapping a present.
Tune into one of our podcasts.
Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Check us out at hersocietyonline.com.au. Again, we'd like to play on our show, Zebu.
We do.
It involves numbers.
Numbers.
And a what's your in front of it.
What's your number?
Now, we're not going to ask you to give us your numbers. You can do that after the show. But we're going to ask each of you to pick three numbers between 1 and 50. And we're going to ask you the corresponding question. So it's like a lucky dip of numbers.
Oh, I see. Nice.
All right, Asha, you start.
32.
What is your earliest childhood memory?
Oh.
You're picking the deep stuff here, Asha.
when I was four, I think, or a little, maybe three, I had the mumps. Do you guys know what that is?
Yeah.
I don't know if you call it something else. I had the mumps, and so I got the day off school, right, because I was sick. I was in kindergarten. And my mum was a night nurse, and she used to sleep in the day and work at night. So I spent the day cuddling with my mum because I was sick,
aww,
you know. So the next day, or when I got better, I don't remember, but the next day I was in school, in kindergarten, I thought, you know, I would really like to cuddle with my mum again. So I told them that I was feeling sick.
Aww.
Aww. That's beautiful.
So I sent me home and my mum was mad at me.
Like, I just wanted to cuddle
with you. I just wanted
mom.
To cuddle with you.
That's so cute.
That is beautiful.
Jesus.
We'll give her a cuddle after.
We'll give you a cuddle afterwards, yeah.
Another number, Asha?
Oh, not me again. Oh, wow. Okay. 9.
Number 9, that's me. Apple or PC?
Oh, Apple all the
way.
Rest in peace, Steve. Thank you for all the great products and your creativity and innovation and inspiring us. Thank you.
Awesome.
49.
What do you look for in a partner?
Sexiness.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty, intelligence. It helps if you're talented because I don't know. I have a passion. Someone who doesn't sleep around would be nice.
It would be nice.
And somebody who hasn't slept around with our friends.
That's hard.
Would be nicer.
Narrows it down.
Someone who's... I like to date someone who kind of is close to their family and stuff. I think that's important.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yes.
Agree. Awesome. There we go. DJ Leslie.
Hello.
Better up.
All right. Hit us with three numbers between 1 and 50.
Uh-oh. Okay. Let's do 5.
Number 5. Okay. Do you fancy a particular label?
A label? Like a clothing label?
Clothing label. You are a valley girl, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you are into your fashion.
Yes. See, a label.
She's like, this is tough.
I need right now. Sorry.
That's okay.
We choose now a number?
Yeah. Number 10.
Number 10.
Oh,
dear.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
We were just talking about this outside. Please. All right. Question number 10. Bottom or top?
Oh!
Wait a minute. These are my friends.
Guys, cover your ears.
She's getting pink in the cheek.
Yes,
got the Vegemite way.
I'm warm, actually.
She's got the Vegemite glow.
I mean, I think I'm both.
Yeah. Okay, you're versatile.
Nice.
Good save.
It is with a lucky last number.
Okay, is this the last one?
Last one.
Yes. Let's do 8.
iPhone or BlackBerry?
iPhone.
Yay,
of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
not
totally.
As iPhone?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Not as patriotic as the PC or Apple, but okay.
iPhone.
Ginny's BlackBerry, I'm iPhone.
Really?
I'm the BlackBerry. I can't type on the iPhone. I just find it...
No excuses.
No, I feel like BlackBerry's dial-up. Like, every...
She's getting me back.
Each their own. Why, are you BlackBerry?
No, I've never used one in my life. I don't know how to work
She's going to put it in a juice. A BlackBerry juice.
Yeah, iPhone all the way.
All right, there we go. Okay, Leslie's three questions. Over to you, Whitney Mixter.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go with number seven.
Number seven.
What is your favorite item of clothing?
Oh, my favorite item of clothing. I mean, I would definitely go with, I'm going to do a plug for G-Star.
Yay!
I mean, denim. Like, I love jeans. I love my jeans. Faux show.
Faux show.
Okay, the denim. Cool. Hit us with another one.
15.
Okay, this is an interesting one.
Okay.
Brace yourself. Bottom up, no. If you could invite three people to dinner, who would they be?
Okay, this is easy. Are dead or alive or just alive?
Anyone.
Okay, it would be Dolly Parton, Queen Latifah, and I would say, like, Gandhi. Throw in a little spiritual.
Just
nice.
Nice. Why are those three particular people? Do they have an influence in your life?
I mean, like, I'm actually, like, a huge Dolly Parton fan, but I just think she's just a rad woman. She's come from, like, a lot, come through a lot in her life, and she's maintained this persona, and I just admire her. And Queen Latifah, same thing. Like, she's come from a straight ghetto hood rapper to, like, basically breaking through every stereotype and every you can't do to, like, now being, like, a plus size African-American model for, like, CoverGirl, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So, and Gandhi for obvious reasons. Like,
love just Gandhi.
Yeah. Did Ziba tell you her Gandhi story?
No.
And how to pronounce a particular word.
No.
You know how I went to an American school when I was young, and it was founded by Mahatma Gandhi in Asia. And I had an Indian teacher for my English class, and she was adamant that the way to say only was one-li.
Really?
Oh, one-li. And we actually have a song. We should play the song. Can we play the song?
We can play the song.
God. Okay. We've got this project called the One-li Project.
Uh-huh.
And we are going to, where we get people to sing songs with the word only in it, but we change it to one-li.
Oh, my God.
And we've got
awesome.
A track. It's going to hit top 10 very soon. Turn it up.
If you guys want to mix that, you have our full copyright.
Yeah,
right?
Should have dropped it last night. We should have given it to you.
Yeah,
you got to check with Rihanna first, but <It's cool. laughs> Awesome, Whitney. Well, you got one lucky last number.
Let's go with 27.
Oh, can you speak any other languages other than English?
No, I can understand Spanish.
Hola.
But I speak it very horribly. I know a couple Polish words because my grandma. And I'm learning Portuguese right now for...
Go on, tell us.
For this love of my life who is... her first language is Portuguese. So I'm Rosetta Stoning myself. And she's teaching me too. Yes, you are.
How do you say I love you in Portuguese?
It's like Spanish, actually. It's the same. It's
same thing?
Te quiero?
Well, no. You say yo te amo. Or yo gosto de ti, which is I like you a lot, but mostly yo te amo.
We have to get Sarah to speak more later.
Yeah, that was
Sarah, lucky last contestant. You've seen 9 numbers read out. What are your 3 numbers?
Whitney took my lucky number 7, so I'll go ahead and... Oh, my God.
What's... 33.
Do you play any musical instruments?
I used to play the clarinet when I was little, but I do want to play guitar. I aspire to learn one day, so hopefully that.
Yum.
Yep.
Great.
Another one.
22. Okay. I hope you guys didn't talk about this either. Did you have any crushes on any teachers at school?
Actually, no. I never really did. I don't think. No.
No apples for your teachers?
No apples for my teachers.
No sandwiches?
No sandwiches. But I did have a crush once on a gynecologist.
Oh.
Hot. And I was not expecting that. I did not shave my legs. And she walked in and I was like...
Oh, sorry, we can edit that.
And I was like, oh my God, she's hot. And then I got really red and embarrassed. And she knew. And I'm pretty sure she was gay because she looked pretty gay. And I was probably like 15 years old when she was
nice.
Hot.
Did you ever go back there again?
No teachers, but gynecologists. I did, but she never came back in the room again.
Aww.
Her white lab coat. Nope, nothing.
But similar. You shave your legs this time.
Yes, now I always shave. Nice and clean. For my one
just
and only.
Just in case.
You were in the room the last time I had something done. That is true.
Yes. I think we've gotten to know you girls very well in the past 10 minutes.
Very well.
What's your number with the Juicy Club Girls LA? Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls, with Ginny and Natalie.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.